I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. CAL FIRE, in coordination with local government agencies and Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, will begin the artesian prescribed burn in Independence area. Smoke may be visible from Tuesday today through Saturday during prescribed burn operations. Smoke impacts will be closely monitored throughout the burn period. Multiple air quality and smoke sensors positioned throughout the valley will be used to track conditions in real time and help guide operational decisions. Changes in the weather could postpone burn operations. A CAL FIRE rotary wing helicopter will be on scene supporting the operation with aerial reconnaissance and flight proficiency training, providing an enhanced view of fire behavior and smoke movement to support safe and effective burn operations. Traffic advisory, well, motorists traveling along U.S. Route 395 will see signage advising of the artesian prescribed burn. This is a planned operation. Please do not call 911 for smoke in the area. Prescribed burns are conducted to reduce hazardous vegetation and improve long-term wildfire resilience. Well, Bishop Visitors A-Frame is feeling the love from the community of Bishop. Decorations have magically popped up for Valentine's Day. Please write a note to show your love and appreciation for the Bishop Visitor Center A-Frame and drop it off at the Bishop Library by February 14th. Well, Californians invited to nominate their favorite state park for hiking, camping, and more. Yesterday, California State Parks Foundation announced it's accepting nominations for the 2026 Best of California State Parks poll. Californians are invited to share their favorite state parks across 12 categories, including the best parks for camping, hiking, birdwatching, family-friendly adventures, and more. This year's poll also features two new categories, Best State Park for Water Activities and Best State Park for Hidden Gem Experiences. The Best of California State Park poll is a fun opportunity for Californians to share what they love about their state park, said Rachel Norton, executive director of California State Parks Foundation. Information on how to vote and be a part of that and more information on this article, head on over to sierrawave.net. Moving up the hill to the Crowley Lake area, following the McGee Creek Pack Fire that ignited on November 13, 2025 near Crowley Lake in Mono County, the Mammoth Lakes community rallied to support those impacted by the fast-moving wildfire. While the fire did not directly burn within the town of Mammoth Lakes, many of the people in the affected households work in Mammoth Lakes or own and operate local businesses and have children attending schools in town, creating a strong connection to the community. The day after the fire on Friday, November 14th, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce activated the McGee Creek Pack Fire Relief Fund through its nonprofit arm, the Mammoth Community Foundation. MCF became the official centralized hub for community support efforts and local resources on a dedicated webpage curated by Chamber staff. Within hours of launching the fund, the Chamber and Mammoth Community Foundation communicated widely through coordinated outreach and social media, ensuring the community knew there was a trusted, centralized place to give. That early communication played a critical role in building momentum and driving the scale of financial support that followed. Businesses across the area also promptly stepped forward with generous offers of assistance. As the fire continued to make headlines over that first weekend, word of the relief effort spread rapidly through social media and community networks. Donations poured in from across Mono County and throughout California. Almost 5% of contributions came from outside the state, including support from New York, Virginia, Massachusetts, Indiana, and Minnesota. The response reflected how deeply the story resonated far beyond Mono County. Through the Mammoth Community Foundation, the PAC Fire Relief Fund raised $226,880 in donations and more than $11,000 in donated gift cards. These funds were distributed to 24 families impacted by the fire, each receiving just under $10,000 in direct financial support. Contributions included $10,000 from MCF, $10,000 from Ormat Technologies, and a $50,000 matching contribution from Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, made possible through a joint fundraising campaign supported by the community. Brianna Goyko, Executive Director of Mammoth Community Foundation and President and CEO of the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, reflected on the effort. She said, "This experience was heartbreaking and at the same time deeply meaningful to witness the generosity, care, and heart shown by this community and by people far beyond our region was incredibly moving. Clear and timely communication helped people understand how to show up and where to direct their support. And once that message was out, that momentum and generosity that followed were extraordinary, helping those whose lives were turned upside down by fire take the first step towards rebuilding is something we will never forget." There's a lot more to this story out there on SierraWave.net. Just find the article, Out of the Ashes. Congressman Kevin Kiley is urging Congress to take action on his legislation after an FBI investigated a home in Las Vegas for operating an illegal biological laboratory, which might be related to the Chinese Communist Party-linked biolab in Reedley, California. Congressman Kiley is now calling for a hearing on the bill to prevent illegal laboratories from continuing to endanger communities. "This can't keep happening," said Congressman Kiley. "The federal government must do more to stop illegal labs from operating in our communities. This bipartisan bill closes loopholes that allow dangerous facilities like these to operate under the radar." There's more to this article, and it can be found as well at SierraWave.net. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. And as I said, for more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most of all, thanks for tuning in.